We're starting with an unusual election in Alabama and its effect on the U.S. Senate. On Tuesday, a vote was held in the southern state. It was to fill a vacancy in the Senate that was left when Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions was appointed to the job of U.S. Attorney General earlier this year. Mr. Sessions is a Republican. In fact, everyone from Alabama who's won a U.S. Senate seat since 1992 was a Republican until Tuesday. That's when a Democratic candidate named Doug Jones defeated a Republican candidate named Roy Moore to win the seat. Though as of last night, Mr. Moore hadn't conceded. He hadn't officially accepted a loss. The election was close. With 99% of ballots counted, Mr. Jones had won 49.9% of the vote. Mr. Moore had won 48.4%. The race wasn't just unusual because a Democrat won in a state that usually votes Republican. Moore, a former Supreme Court Chief Justice for the state of Alabama, is one of the politicians who's been named in a series of recent sexual harassment accusations made across America. Judge Moore was accused of behaving inappropriately in the past toward women who were underaged. The candidate repeatedly denied all the allegations and questioned the timing and details about them. But despite that, and an endorsement that Moore received relatively late in the race from Republican U.S. President Donald Trump, Jones emerged victorious on Tuesday night. The former federal prosecutor said he was overwhelmed by the victory and that his campaign had been about making sure that everyone in Alabama is going to get a fair shake in life. Senator-elect Jones will serve out the remainder of former Senator Jeff Sessions' term, but it won't begin immediately.